Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's work group has released its recommendations on how best to implement a police body camera program. But WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the pilot program it's proposed will not be up and running until November, at the earliest.
The mayor's panel worked for months, holding 8 public hearings between November and January to come up with the recommendations. And that, she said, is why Baltimore's program will be successful.
If you take a look at the individuals, you know that these are people who have a whole lot of differences, but came together to make sure that we got this right. And I think it's because of their hard work, we're put in a much better position as a city.
Rawlings-Blake said other cities rushed to create a program without addressing issues such as privacy and dealing with requests for copies of recorded footage, while her panel developed a body camera program that is legal, fully vetted, and thoughtful. Among the recommendations in the 42-page document, cameras should be on during every interaction with the public. Officers should tell citizens the camera is recording as soon as possible, and footage should be stored for 4 years. The panel also recommended a 6-month pilot program with 100 officers. The estimated cost of the program is $1.4 million. The members of the panel came from neighborhood, legal, civil rights, and law enforcement groups. James Benjamin, co-chair of the group, said the members had lively but necessary discussions.
Given the high stakes involved, it was absolutely critical that these issues be thoroughly reviewed by a broad cross-section of professionals.
There are still several issues that need to be resolved. Among them, rules for recording officer responses to reports of sexual assaults or interviews with crime victims on hospital grounds where privacy rules come into play. Also, should the state's attorney's office have direct access to camera footage? The panel says the program is a work in progress and nothing is set in stone. The report is available for review and public comment on the mayor's website. The comment period ends March the 6th. I'm Kenneth Burns from City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.